Treasury Salute, a program of the United States Treasury featuring Jimmy Carroll, Brett Morrison, and the Treasury Orchestra under the direction of David Brookman. Buy bonds and more bonds. Let's all back the attack. Buy more than before.
This is Brett Morrison. There have been many Hamlets since Shakespeare poured powder over the last scratch of ink on his manuscript and watched it dry. The first was Burbage, and since then almost every actor who has lifted himself to fame has played the role. There have been many Hamlets, but there's been only one whose performance was so gifted and great that no voice has been lifted in criticism against it. That one actor was an American, and today we salute the memory of him and his work, Mr. Edwin Booth.
Nelly Bly, Nelly Bly, bring the broom along. We'll sweep the kitchen clean, my dear, and have a little song. Poke the wood, my lady love, and make the fire burn. And while I take the banjo down, just give the mush a turn. Hi, Nelly, oh, Nelly, listen, love, to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, a dulcet melody. Nelly Bly, have a voice like the turtle dove. I hears it in the meadow, and I hear it in the grove. Nelly Bly, have a heart warm as a cup of tea, and bigger than the sweet potato down in Tennessee. Hi, Nelly, oh, Nelly, listen, love, to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, a dulcet melody.
While a great actor lives, his admirers feel that there can never be another. Junius Brutus Booth, that mammoth of the stage at the beginning of the last century, played his final performance in New Orleans in 1852 as he was completing his tour on one of those wonderfully picturesque Mississippi River boats. He died suddenly, and a prominent dramatic critic in the depths of sorrow exclaimed, "Junius Brutus Booth dead? Then there are no more actors." Yet in a distant city in the West, the son of this mighty thespian was playing the parts his father had immortalized. The son's name was Edwin, whose fame would so grow that the elder Booth would gain more fame from being the father of Edwin Booth than as the incomparable Hamlet of his time. The importance of Edwin Booth was more than his ability to breathe eternity into his roles. He was the actor who lifted the American theater into its own place. Booth owed his talent to no one. He was, in the one person, the great culmination of American talent. America had stolen Shakespeare's Hamlet. As Booth grew, music also grew. But in his time of youth, our music was folk music. We now hear Jimmy Carroll singing such a song of just such a time in our history.
The light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. I see her dripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would call. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them all. of genie with her light brown hair, floating light. On the soft summer air.
There once stood on Broadway, opposite the end of Bond Street, a theater called the Winter Garden. It has long since burned down, but in its great day it was owned by Edwin Booth. And here in 1864, the war-weighted days were made brilliant by the most notable production of Hamlet this country had ever seen. For 100 nights, he held audiences in the spell of his amazing genius. He then moved with his company to Boston, where he lived with his friend, Dr. Alonzo Tompkins, in Franklin Square. One morning, his valet, who served him, came in with the coffee. "Have you heard the news, Mr. Edwin?" he inquired. "What news?" "President Lincoln has been shot and killed." Booth passed his hand across his brow. "That is unbelievable. That's a tremendous tragedy. Who did it?" "Well," said the valet, as gently as he was able, "they say your brother John killed Lincoln." Booth, who admired Lincoln devotedly, was silenced by the double tragedy. He closed his show. He withdrew from the public eye. For John Wilkes Booth's bullet had struck him, too. No one will ever know the intense sorrow that filled his heart. The man who had for so long imitated the tragic grief of Hamlet now lived his own grief, and it was real. As an actor, Edwin Booth was dead.
Forgotten you, well, if forgetting be thinking all the day, how the long hours since you left me, they seem years with you away. Or hearing through all the strange babble of voices, now grave, now gay, only your voice can this be forgetting. Yet I have forgotten. For counting each moment with longing till the one when I'll see you again. If this be forgetting, you're right, dear, and I have forgotten.
Booth was well loved. A year after the death of Lincoln, Booth decided to return to the stage, not knowing what his reception would be. When he stepped on the stage of the Winter Garden as Hamlet, there was an electric pause. The brother of the man who had killed the beloved Lincoln was there before the audience. Booth's heart sank. They would surely reject him, perhaps hoot at him, scorn him. But quite suddenly, some people in the audience stood up in tribute to Booth the actor. Others stood up. The whole audience rose. It cheered. Men wept. Flowers were cast upon the stage. Cries of bravo filled the air. And Booth, quiet and dignified, watched the sight and knew, as the tears rolled down his cheek, that America could rise above symbols. He was not the brother of John the murderer. He was Edwin Booth, the actor and the gentleman, known by thousands to be one of the noblest citizens our country has ever possessed.
All things come home at eventide, like birds that weary of their roaming. And I would hasten to thy side, homing. have wandered far from daybreak to the twilight gloaming. I come back with the evening star calling. Now at my ease, the goal and solace of my roaming. These are my haven when I see.
Edwin Booth was a great man, and America is justly proud of him. And we can be proud as well of every American boy who is fighting our battles for us right now. But our pride alone won't help him. It's our fighting dollars that are needed. So get behind the Fifth War Loan Drive with every nickel you can scrape together. $6 billion must be raised from individuals alone. That's a lot of money, yes, but the zero hour is here. This may well be the biggest effort we'll ever be called upon to make. The world itself may hang in the balance. So dig down, folks, and dig down deep. No matter what you have to sacrifice, remember this. You lend your money. Our boys offer their lives. When a war bond worker comes to your home, sign up for double what you bought last time. Yes, back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before. The United States Treasury thanks Jimmy Carroll and Brett Morrison, who appeared on this especially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Harry Bonzell speaking.